Hey everybody, Joe Massa here. Welcome to another edition of The Measuring Post. I'm very excited for today's episode because this one involves somebody that I work with directly, but I also really love and believe in what he does and his company. He is the director of marketing at PureThera ProRx. That is a leading dietary supplement company, but they're known for their uncompromising purity and efficacy. He's also a certified integrative holistic nutritionist with 23 plus years of industry experience. He's also made it his mission to not only cut through the noise and empower consumers, but also teach them about the ins and outs of the supplement industry. He's an advocate for transparency, education, and consumer empowerment. Please welcome Mr. James Garland to The Measuring Post. James, how are you today, sir?
I'm great, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And again, like I mentioned, we do work together on the business side of my company, which is Podtopia Network. But I knew I wanted to bring you on here because The Measuring Post is all about learning and growing and getting better. And a big part of that is also your health and wellness. But I know that from my standpoint over the last couple of years, especially as I get older, it's really important for me to find ways to streamline and be more efficient in my health journey, not only working out and eating healthier, but as you do age and you lose some of the ability to either absorb the right nutrients or get them from the foods that you're consuming, supplements become a big part of a lot of people's health plans. But a lot of us are really kind of in the dark, and you just go to GNC or Walmart or Amazon and grab the first bottle that doesn't have the highest, you know, sticker price on it. And that's sort of my idea of healthy supplements, but that's really not the case. And I'm really excited to learn from you about that today. But in the meantime, let's get the quick high level overview. Tell me a little bit about PureThera ProRx. How long have you been there and sort of what got you into this space?
Yeah. So PureThera Pro, like you said, you know, we are a dietary supplement company that tries to cut through the noise and there's so much of it. My founders, Guy and Joy, they were struggling with fertility and health issues and working with a doctor in a medical clinic over a decade ago. And they saw very rapidly how, I don't want to disparage my whole industry, but it's hard not to. Like, if I'm going to be honest and transparent and tell the truth, I kind of have to be. They saw really rapidly like how swampy it was. You know, a lot of shady supplements, a lot of studies showing that things were fake or adulterated or below label claim. And then I think what really frustrated them the most is when they put all the hours of work into finding supplements that weren't fake and weren't adulterated and weren't below label claim. They were full of fillers, anti-caking agents, masking agents, flow agents and excipients, all these ingredients that should not be in your supplements there. You know, I think a lot of your listeners might not know what those are, but the easiest way to check if they're in your supplements, and I can almost assure you they are, is to take a bottle of vitamins, look below the supplement facts panel. You know, you've got the nutrition facts, the supplement facts, it'll tell you how much vitamin E, vitamin A, and so on. Look below that where it says other ingredients. You're going to see things like carnauba wax, magnesium stearate, silicon dioxide, titanium dioxide, you know, heavy metals and binders and flow agents. These ingredients are not put in supplements to make them healthier. They're not put in there to make them work better or absorb faster. They're only in there to make them easier and cheaper to make. And so it's a shortcut that other companies take to get it into the capsule faster and smoother and to make a higher profit on it. Unfortunately, the downside to that is, you know, if you take, say you take a vitamin twice a day, every day for the next 20 years, you are taking these ingredients that at best are inert. You know, it's sort of like chalk dust, right? Like, you hope there's no aluminum and cadmium and talc and other things that could cause cancer or dementia. You know, you hope that's not in there, but you're consuming like a half a gram of chalk dust every day for the next 20 years. That's probably not going to end well, right? I'd say at best, it's just kind of gumming up the works and clogging up your body and forcing your digestive tract and your detox mechanisms to work harder. You know, worst case scenario, these things are toxifying you. They could be causing inflammation, autoimmunity. Your body might view them as toxins and try to sequester them away in fat cells. All of these things are, I would say, kind of counterintuitive and contrary to most people's health goals. So that was a wordy explanation for who we are. But I think it's important, you know, that that's where we came from, is Guy and Joy discovered this about our industry. Why are these ingredients in there? What are they used for? Are they good for you? Are they bad for you? And what they found was a little shocking. And they decided to, you know, I think sort of cliche, like we decided to start our own company and do it the right way. But that is what happened here, you know, like you, whether it's cookies or vitamins or cars, I think there's a story about a founder who wanted to do it the right way. And that's what happened here at Pure TheraPro. And we're just happy to be here, able to get the word out.
Yeah, I think it's really important to acknowledge the fact that that does go on. And a lot of the things we put in our bodies, not even just in supplement form, but the food we consume nowadays, the extra fluff ingredients, the dyes and the colors and the things that maybe make it look pretty or last on a shelf longer, those are the things you really don't want in your body. And those are the things we see higher rates of cancer, of autism, of all these dementia, as you mentioned. And while I can't pinpoint specifically that this particular item is doing that, certainly the influx of that has to do something with what we're putting into our bodies. And heavy metals, I don't know if most people know that, those are the poisons that kill you. When you watch like a Forensic Files, they're getting poisoned with heavy metals. So if you're intentionally taking something that a company put in there that in a large enough quantity is toxic, that should make you question everything, not only about that company, but your process in finding things that are good and healthy for your body. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm definitely guilty of it. Like, I could go get this bottle of fish oil or one of these other supplements that's $50 per bottle, but it's probably really good stuff. Or I can get the one that's $19 a bottle. And I'm like, well, am I worth the extra $30? Maybe not today. But then I get the cheaper version and it's full of crap that you wouldn't feed your animals, let alone yourself. So I think it's really important that, and again, cliche or not, I truly think it's amazing when founders like Joy and Guy take the initiative to say, I wouldn't want this for myself, so I'm not going to let other people do it either. It's sort of like drawing a line in the sand and then finding ways to make a better product. Mm-hmm. And Pure TheraPro RX definitely has done that. And I know that because of that, there's always been these online questions that you guys get, like, why does your capsule look like it's half empty? Well, because it's not full of the chalk dust that you mentioned. And why does it not smell like roses? Because it's the real stuff and it's not the fake stuff that other people use. So what are some of those questions like that you get that you like to explain to people why your product is, you know, just of a higher quality?
Yeah. So, I mean, you hit the nail on the head with a couple of those. You know, people will often write in, my capsules are half empty. I need a refund. And, you know, we kind of love hearing that because it's, you know, we always say mind the gap, which I think is a common term. If you've ever been to the UK or stepped on a subway, they've got the mind the gap there on the ground. But what we mean by that is, you know, if you put your vitamins, your nutraceuticals into a capsule, that capsule has so much room in it, right? Like, if it can hold 200 milligrams of like an uncompressed powder, but you're selling, let's say, a magnesium, for instance, that's only 180 milligrams of magnesium, well, then there's going to be room in that capsule, especially as the capsule gets shaken around and kind of condenses and settles. And now there might be, like, it might look a third or a fourth or even half empty. If it doesn't, if you buy capsules that are always full, that's a red flag. You've got to ask yourself, you know, look at the nutrition facts. Again, I'm going to take you back to the supplement facts panel. If there's only 100 milligrams of magnesium in there, but it's a 200, 300 milligram tablet or capsule, I should say, what's filling the rest? You know, rice flour, silicon dioxide, wood pulp. I mean, the things they put in there are often treated with chemicals and you know, solvent processed. Like, I could go on. I don't think you want to hear me talk about that for an hour straight. But you've got to ask yourself, how'd they fill the capsule, right? Because generally, if it's a 500 milligram capsule and 425 milligrams of an active, how'd they do that? And the simple answer is fillers. Another question we often get is, like you said, why does it look like this? Like, my other vitamin is just white, or it's just gray or tan. Why does yours have speckles and black spots and brown spots, and there's a little bit of red and orange in there? And the simple answer is because we're not using a bunch of rice flour to mask natural colors or natural reactions. You know, you're going to be able to see copper bisglycinate and iodine, and you're going to be able to see, you know, it, we don't have iron in our methyl multi, but if we did, you'd see it. It would show up as little black specks. Because other companies are often using masking agents to cover that up, or rice flour to kind of give everything like a white tint, and they want it to look uniform. I always liken this to the California wine industry. Not that we're going to get off into wine. I generally only buy like French wine or Italian wine if I'm going to buy it at all. And it's simply because they don't use Mega Purple and all these food dyes to get every bottle consistent. Like if I go to California to one of the major vineyards, I won't mention them, especially the less expensive ones. Every bottle, no matter what year you buy it or what time of year you buy it, it's going to have the exact same color when you pour it in the glass from batch to batch to batch to batch. And it's simply because they use this super powerful food coloring agent called Mega Purple to basically get a consistent color from bottle to bottle and glass to glass. I'm not okay with that. I don't want chemicals and dyes that are not from natural ingredients that are oftentimes from petrochemicals added to my wine. And I certainly don't want them added to my supplements. When I have a, you know, two glasses of wine, I know I'm probably doing something that isn't the best. But when I take my supplements, I want to believe I'm doing the best I can for my body. I want to believe that this is to counteract all the bad choices I've made and to help defend me against my environment and the toxins and the low nutrient values in the food. The last thing I want to think is I'm putting even more toxins and excipients and flow agents like that into my body. So we often get those questions. I'm really glad you brought that up. I've been on, I want to say like 8 other podcasts in the past few months, and no one has asked me that question. But yeah, it's a really common, and it's important for people to know that if your multivitamin looks the same from capsule to capsule and bottle to bottle, I think that's a little odd. No matter how well they mix it, it shouldn't necessarily look like that unless they're making it look like that by adulterating it. So cheers for bringing that up.
Yeah, and it goes a lot with food and everything, even like the red, you know, dye number 92 or whatever the really bad one was, they are finally starting to eliminate from products. And again, it's this weird dynamic where I don't know if the food industry or people in general were inherently drawn to something that uniformly, consistently looks the same. But I don't care if every tomato I get is the exact color red that the next one is. I agree with you. I think that's a silly way to like process the way I would do my food intake. But I guess that there's some method to the madness in the marketing teams. I know a lot of it also has to do with like shelf life, right? When it comes to food specifically. But, you know, one of the things about supplements that's a little unknown, at least in my opinion, and I also want to talk about RDI and ODI in a minute, and I'll let you explain what those mean. But is there like a specific shelf life for supplements that people should be aware of? Obviously, if I have my bottle of zinc that's been there for 19 years, probably don't want to eat those. But is there like a shelf life, much like food is with supplements?
Yes. And no, let me explain. It depends on what kind of supplement is. And I kind of liken this to like your spice drawer. I think we're all guilty, especially when we're bachelors, right? When we're 20 years old, we're all guilty of having a little bottle of basil that we got at the grocery store, like little basil that you might sprinkle on a pizza or something. And then 3 years later, having that same jar, and we still use it, right? I'm sure a lot of your listeners can identify. It's not, you know, a lot of like herbs and say oil-based extracts, sometimes those will go bad due to oxidation. Oils can oxidize and go rancid. If you've ever opened a box of crackers or a bag of chips that was maybe leaking air and you smell it and it smells rancid, or an old bottle of oil, cooking oil that you had in your cupboard, most of us know what rancid oil smells like. So yeah, a lot of the oil supplements, they can go bad, and you know, you need to really adhere to those expiration dates. But oftentimes things like a calcium or a magnesium, depending on how it's encapsulated or tableted, you know, the FDA will say you can't really put longer than a 3-year expiration date on that. But, you know, there are many studies out there showing that even 20 years later, they're just fine. Like it you know, if I put a rock in a bottle 20 years later, it's still a rock. It's still the same rock. It's not particularly oxidized. Because it's in a stable form. You know, it's not like I put a piece of metal in there that can rust. I put a mineral in there bound to an organic acid or an amino acid. So it's stable. It, you know, it's in a sealed bottle. It's not being exposed to moisture, light, oxygen, etc. So a lot of supplements will last longer than we will, even though it's only got a 2 or a 3 year expiration date on it. However, we do stability testing on our supplements, and we'll often find that, okay, at 2 years, the B12 is still good, but at three, it maybe starts to fall off, right? Like if we said there were 5,000 micrograms of vitamin B12, and then we test it, and at 3 years, there's only 4,700, we wouldn't sell that product, right? Because we, you know, we believe in like the strictest transparency, the strictest purity. That's just the way we are. I don't think there's many companies like us out there, not to pat ourselves on the back too hard. But yeah, you know, through stability testing and then also just following FDA guidelines, which sometimes are amazing and sometimes are really, you know, kind of uncool and need to be overturned. We follow them anyway. It's, you know, it's the law of the land and we want to adhere to that. So yes, through stability testing and the FDA's guidelines, we will generally date things 2 or 3 years and not more than that, even if we know it could last 20, you know, or even 30 years.
Yeah, that's smart to do it that way. But also I love the transparency that you mentioned. It's really important for companies to gain the trust of the people and the consumers that are buying their products, to not cut the corners, first of all, which you don't do, and don't add the fillers and stuff that's not necessary, but then just to be very clear about what it is and what you're dealing with. And I think that's not even just a business thing that's lost. A lot of people don't have that characteristic where honesty doesn't always seem to be the easiest policy for a lot of people. So anytime a company does that, was one of the main reasons why I was really intrigued to start working with PureThera in the first place. I love the way that you guys handle not only your product and how you build it, how you source your materials, which I would love to hear about in a moment as well, but that upfrontness and that willingness to not gatekeep information and to go on podcasts like this and to share this information with people that are genuinely curious about this, I think it's paramount for your brand success, but also like trust building. Mm-hmm. So that takes me to two things that I want to go back to. One, how do you guys source your materials that go into these products? And then can you take me from that? There's a lot of confusion on RDI versus ODI. And RDI is recommended daily intake, and ODI is the optimal daily intake. So How do you source? And then how do you determine the RDI versus ODI?
Yeah, I'll start with the source, because each of those is kind of a big question. And you, as you know, I've got a tendency to ramble. So rein me in if I'm talking too much or I go off on a rabbit trail here. So when it comes to sourcing, you know, this is a big one and we attack it from several angles. But if I'm going to try to be concise, the first thing I'm going to say is, you know, we're creating a formula, right? Like, let's say there's a hole in our formulary or our customers are writing in and saying, you know, we're having trouble with sleep. We're having trouble with joint pain. We're having trouble with this autoimmune condition, whatever it is. We will identify, okay, what are the best clinical trials out there studying ingredients for this condition? And that can take many, many, many hours of research. Sometimes that'll extend over days, weeks, even months. And sometimes ideas will roll around for a year or more before they actually get brought to fruition. And, you know, we're going to be looking at clinical trials. We're going to be investigating trade shows. There's actually one, a huge one coming up in Las Vegas called Supply Side. I believe that starts October 27th. Check it out. It, you know, it's sort of like the raw ingredient meeting of all meetings in the United States anyway. So my founders and sometimes members of the team will be at those shows talking to the vendors, investigating their ingredients, looking up their clinical trials, reading through their data, you know, and really just like kind of giving them the third degree, like, how is this process? Like, you've got this great marketing shtick, right? Like, you're saying it's 70% more bioavailable, but how did you achieve that? You know, because just telling us that doesn't give us the full picture. Did you combine it with phospholipids? Where are those phospholipids from? How are they extracted? You know, we want all of that information. And even which country is it from, right? Because there are certain countries, I don't want to sound like xenophobic, but there are certain countries where when you get raw ingredients from there, you have to be extremely careful. And even sometimes if you are extremely careful, you can get the wool pulled over your eyes. because the level of adulteration and fraud and even just straight up counterfeit ingredients is so high that you are statistically more likely to be ripped off than you are to get exactly what you paid for. And because of that, there are certain countries where we will not get ingredients from there. I hope that that changes one day in the future. I hope that we're able to get ingredients from certain geographical locations, because it would certainly make our lives easier. But as of right now, because we're in this business to protect consumers and actually help them with their health goals, we have made the very difficult decision to simply not order ingredients from certain areas. So hopefully I've answered your question there. Like, we're looking at the best of the best. And let's say we're putting together a formula and we need some vanadium, right? Or we need a little bit of manganese. And it turns out it doesn't really matter if you use like a ultra studied trademarked form that, let's say, like the generic form, so to speak, is kind of just as good as anything else. We'll go ahead and use that, but we still won't use it from certain areas of the globe. Because without doing like mass spectrometer testing and maybe even DNA barcoding, it's very difficult to determine if, you know, certain unscrupulous players in our vertical have ripped you off. So we tend to stick with, we exclusively stick with, you know, suppliers and manufacturers that are vetted and trusted globally. A lot of these like fly by night, like you'll get these emails every day, every week, like, hello, purchaser, we have 10,000 kilos of CoQ10. I mean, if I tested that CoQ10, it would very likely be non-existent or half of what the label claim was. So that's how we source. I hope that I've cleared that up. You know, it's a big process from ideation to actually bottling it and making it available on our website. But when we're picking ingredients, that's how we do it. Now, RDI and ODI, let's switch gears here. Like you said, RDI is the recommended daily intake. Okay. If I can give a brief primer on that, this was introduced by our government, who hired a panel of scientists back in 1940. Okay. So it's 85-year-old science at this point. If you've watched me on any other podcast, I may have mentioned this. So 85 years ago, almost 86 years ago, we were in the middle of World War II. And a lot of people don't realize that just a short 85 years ago, the country was on rations, right? Like, you know, you were given a ration card and you could use that to buy things like tobacco, coffee, chocolate, bread, milk, butter, and so on, cheese. They were scant times because all the money and all the tax money and everything was going to the war effort. And we were sending tremendous amount of food overseas to the United Kingdom, to mainland Europe, and so on. I'm going off on a rabbit trail here with a history lesson, but that's the state our country was in, right, back in 1940. And because this was going on, because it was like an austere time and people didn't have enough food, enough nutrition, and certainly vitamins weren't, you know, like those weren't common on store shelves. And if they were, there was no regulation. So our government needed to know, how do we keep American citizens and our troops fighting overseas from developing essentially nutrient deficiency diseases? I think a lot of your listeners will know, if you don't have enough iron, you can develop anemia, which is simply not enough red blood cells. And if anemia gets bad enough, right? Like, iron is essential for life. If you don't get enough, it could lead, you know, up to death. It would take a while, but eventually you just don't have enough red blood cells to deliver oxygen to your heart and brain. And that the same goes for vitamin C. If you don't have enough vitamin C, well, then you can't make collagen. It's required in the synthesis of collagen. Collagen is the building blocks of your skin and bones. And so if you don't have any vitamin C, you know, the simple conclusion to be drawn to is, well, then you can't build skin and bones. And if you can't build skin, you're going to start developing lesions, and those lesions are going to get infected. And I don't want to be gross, but this is problematic, right? This is why, you know, sailors hundreds of years ago sailing from Europe to the United States brought lemons and limes with them so that they didn't get scurvy. It was the only way for them to get vitamin C on these months long journeys. Cause it's not like they could eat a fresh orange or a fresh carrot, halfway on the way. So they would bring citrus juice, and preserve it and use that. Now, that's where RDI was born out of. It was born out of what is the bare minimum of a nutrient that we can give an adult human so that they don't die. It was never about how do we give these people the optimal amount of nutrition to be their best self and to put their best self forward and to be physically strong and mentally grounded and sharp and focused and fight off dementia and disease. It was never about that. It's never been about that. They never claimed it was about that. It's simply the bare minimum of a nutrient to not get a disease. And so when you're looking at whether it's a loaf of bread or, like you said, a $50 magnesium supplement, the RDI, the daily value, these days they write it as DV percentage mark. I wish I had a bottle of supplements in front of me. I'd show you, but you know, 70% of adults in the U.S. have a supplement in their cupboard. So please go take a look. The daily value percentage that you see is based off of these numbers that came from that 85-year-old RDI. Now, to be fair, that was updated, you know, back in like 1989. And I think again in like 98, they did a few tweaks to actually magnesium and a few others. But they're very small changes. It's largely the same as it was 85 years ago. As we know, our environment has gotten much more stressful, much more toxic. We've got, you know, far more chemicals in our fish, in our water, in our air, tire particulates, smog, Wi-Fi and EMF and blue light from every electronic device that we're surrounded with. The old incandescent lights we used to have have been replaced with LEDs and halogen, which flicker 10,000 times per minute. And, you know, it puts more shear on your macula, and it, just everything about our environment causes more stress than it used to. You couple that with the fact that we have less nutrition in our environment, right? Like, I think most people are aware that soil depletion is a thing, right? So after decades and decades of factory farming and monocrop agriculture, like overgrowing subsidized corn and soy with massive amounts of glyphosate and herbicides and fungicides and so on. We could spend a whole podcast talking about that. The soil's not what it used to be. It's lower in beneficial microbes. It's lower in minerals. Our crops themselves are lower in vitamins. And this is kind of an ugly picture I'm setting up, because I'm saying the world is more toxic and stressful than it's ever been. And to overcome stress and toxicity, you need a lot of nutrients, right? Because, you know, to build to methylate your B vitamins and to methylate toxins and to create bile, right? And to cleanse your vascular tissue. All of these things require nutrients, but we're getting fewer of those nutrients than we ever have. And I think this is why, like, a lot of times you look at people 80, 85 years ago and they were like hale and hearty. You know, they were like 55 years old and throwing barrels of hay over their back. These days you're 55 and the only thing you can do is complain about how bad your back hurts, right? Like, yeah. So I think in some ways we were a lot stronger and more resilient back then because we had more nutrition. Our soil wasn't as depleted. We had healthier microbiomes, and we weren't as toxic, right? Like these days, I think they've done studies on the umbilical cord blood and found that there's PFOS and microplastics and all kinds of pesticides, you know, being delivered to the fetus before we're even born. 100 years ago, that was not the case. So yeah, that's where RDI came from. And that's why RDI is maybe a little problematic. And now I'll segue into what you said about ODI. So functional medicine is a system of medicine that like looks at the body holistically. It doesn't just target symptoms, right? If you go to the doctor and you say you have a headache, you're going to walk out of there with a bottle of ibuprofen. You're not going to walk out of there with a recommendation to drink extra water, take some magnesium and get a neck massage, which I think is what holistic medicine would do, right? They'd tell you, okay, here's the root cause of the headache. You're low in minerals. You're staring at a computer screen for 12 hours straight without taking a break. You're watching too much TV at 3 a.m. You know, there's a lot of things can give you a headache, but, so that's what holistic medicine does, right? It's looking at your body as a whole, determining what is the root cause, and it's addressing that. Now, when it comes to ODI, and somebody complaining about, hey, I'm not in optimal health, right? I'm getting headaches, or my nails are brittle, or whatever it is, right? Like I have horrible indigestion every time I eat. Functional medicine is going to look at that, and they're going to try to determine, okay, we know what the RDI is. We know what the United States government says the recommended daily intake of a nutrient to not get a deficiency disease is. Functional medicine is looking at this and saying, that's all well and good, but what is the actual amount of vitamin B12 or vitamin B1, thiamine, or vitamin, you know, C, whatever it is? What is the amount that you need not to get a deficiency disease, but actually be the healthiest person you can be? Those are two wildly different questions, wildly different. And that is why oftentimes when you turn around a supplement facts panel and you're looking at a B vitamin or a multivitamin from a good company, you'll see that, oh, it's got 400,000% vitamin B12 of the RDI. And you might think, that's crazy. That's dangerous. What the heck are these people thinking? And hopefully what I'm telling you helps clear that up. It's just that the amount of B12 needed not to get pernicious anemia and die is 400,000% less than you need to actually feel good and think sharp and be happy and be hale and hearty like we talked about. So that's what ODI is. I hope I didn't ramble too long, but
No, really, it's actually very informative. No, I've listened to you talk about this before, but I think it's important to distinguish the difference, because one is to keep you alive and the other is to help you thrive.
Yes.
Right? You
can use that.
It's there's truth to that, you know, and it's, again, I have seen those, and that has crossed my mind when I see something. It's like, this is 19,000% of what you need. And I'm like, Well, that seems like too much. Like, I really need that much? But then that also should make you think on the flip side, when you get something and it says 25%. So they're only giving you a quarter of what's recommended, which we already now know is sort of the bare minimum. Mm-hmm. So those should play a factor into your decision-making. And I know we've talked about this too on previous conversations about, and I made light of it earlier, talking about the $50 bottle versus the $19 bottle. And it's always this, I don't know what it is with humans and adults. We're really quick to go spend $300 at dinner and cocktails.
Yep.
But we won't spend that money on health and wellness. Mm-hmm. We're really quick to go, you know, buy a $500 outfit, new boots and new shoes and all this. But we won't go get ourselves like a health and wellness package or spa day, something that really benefit our bodies. We're cheap when it comes to ourselves, physically, mentally, emotionally, but we're really willing to splurge materialistically, which I think is something that we do need to change as a culture. But I know that that's become very important to me as I get older. And I always sort of laugh and make a joke about it. You see the guys that are the richest, most powerful people in the world, the Zuckerbergs, the Jeff Bezos, even the Elon Musk, these guys, as they've gotten older, they're not wearing giant chains and bling diamonds. They're wearing plain clothes, but they seem like they're getting healthier. Mm-hmm. You see these guys are losing weight. They're getting stronger. They're growing hair back. Clearly it helps to have millions and billions of dollars to do that. But the reality is, when you get to a point where money's no longer a concern of yours, what do you use your money on? And the people that are leading the world in every sort of economic category, they're using their money to make themselves better and live longer and be healthier. So clearly there's some sort of method to that madness of, you know, I can buy all the nice things I want. I can have 19 homes and 44 cars, but if I'm unhealthy and I'm, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you have, you don't get to take it with you when you die. So the most important thing you can invest in is yourself. So agreed. With that, I have a hot button question, and I know this is sort of a loaded answer because men versus women, young versus old, you know, pregnant, not pregnant, these can all play a factor in what I'm about to ask you. But what are like the 3 to 5 most essential supplements or minerals that people should be taking because we either don't get enough in food or they're just sort of overlooked and people don't know about them?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I have no problem, hot button or not, I have no problem answering that. If you, like you say, I'm just going to caveat it with, if you're pregnant, if you're nursing, if you have a medical condition, like a, you know, like a pernicious medical condition that's chronic, like an autoimmune disease that's always flaring up, this would be different, right? Like, I think it's got to be catered to the individual. But if you're, Joe, if you're like you or you're like me and you're a, or my wife for that matter, if you're like a 30 to 50 year old, and even older than 50, and you're just trying to stay healthy, but you don't have any major complaints, maybe your blood pressure is a little high, something like that, but nothing major, the first thing I would do is get an excellent multivitamin. The reason I say that is so simple. I've already kind of hinted at it. The soil's depleted, right? Like your own lights, the paint in your walls, the plastic in the window frame, the receipt paper that you touch at Costco, everything is full of toxins, you know? And our body needs nutrients more than ever to detoxify that stuff, to kind of disassemble those poisons and box them up and ship them out, if you catch my drift. And so a good multivitamin is going to not only provide you with the essentials for your body to be able to do that, it's also going to fill in gaps left behind in your diet. Because no matter how well you eat, whether you're vegan or vegetarian or carnivore or somewhere in between, gluten-free or not, no matter how well you eat, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, if it's a ribeye steak that's grass-fed or organic blue sweet potato that's like heirloom and heritage farmed, it has less vitamins than it used to, because the grass the cow ate is lower in vitamins and minerals and vitamin K than it used to be. And the soil where that heirloom sweet potato was grown is lower in vitamins and minerals, and frankly, with weaker microbiota, beneficial bacteria, than it used to be. So a multivitamin is going to cover those bases. The next, and you know, when you're picking out a multivitamin, I want to caveat this with, get yourself a methylated multivitamin. Now, there are very few exceptions to that rule, where someone who's just been through the ringer health-wise might be an over-methylator, and methylated multivitamins might make them feel a little bit yucky or something. In that case, you know, maybe you want to work with I would say you probably need to be working with a healthcare provider or practitioner of some kind, a holistic doctor or a really good nutritionist. If you take a B vitamin, just a simple B vitamin with a meal and a glass of water, and it makes you feel jittery and anxious, you're probably over-methylating. And if you're over-methylating, you've probably been through the ringer or have a genetic issue at MTHFR, that gene snippet. And in that case, yeah, I'd work with a provider to help you out, figure out what's best for you. But for the vast majority of us, a good methylated multivitamin is the way to go, because it's got B vitamins in their methylated forms, specifically B12 and folate, in their methylated forms, not in their synthetic toxic forms. This is beneficial because a lot of us, 50% of us up to, you know, I want to say that the latest research says 40 to 50% of Americans have a genetic mutation. You might think, oh, I'm Toxic Avenger, I have a genetic mutation. That's not what I mean. Most of us walking around have some kind of genetic mutation at MTHFR or COMT or BRAC or some other gene snippet in the body that makes us maybe better at some things or worse at other things, or maybe a little bit more susceptible to certain diseases. And the MTHFR mutation is incredibly common. Like I said, 40 to 50% of American adults have this mutation. And if you've got it, you cannot properly methylate your B12 and your synthetic B12 and your folic acid. This is terrible because so many foods are fortified with folic acid. Cereals, crackers, bread, milk, I could go on and on. Even if you go to Whole Foods and buy like a frozen pizza, you might find, my God, it's made with enriched flour that has folic acid added to it. No wonder I always feel like junk when I eat this stuff. So get yourself a methylated multivitamin. That took the longest to explain because it's the most important. After that, you know, I won't do five because I'll talk too long. I'll say top three. So after the methylated multivitamin, I would argue most of us need magnesium. I think most of us are stressed out, way too tense, often dehydrated, cramping up. You know, I think that the exception to that rule is if you've got hypermobility or something like that, which is unfortunately pretty common, especially in women. But most of us, especially I think men, are incredibly deficient in magnesium. So if you're taking that, that's going to help loosen up your muscles. It's going to help support healthy sleep. I could go on and on, you know, cardiovascular, vascular tissue relaxation, supporting healthy blood pressure and so on. These sound like, you know, probably resonate with everybody. I'm going to guess, but the multivitamin, a good magnesium. And after that, unless you eat fish every week or multiple times a month, I'm going to encourage you to look at a good omega-3 fatty acid. Maybe you're vegan. Maybe you don't want to take it from fish. Maybe you're concerned about heavy metals. I think a lot of companies out there don't do purity the way we do. Maybe you want to do like an algae or a fungi omega-3. I think that's fine. I think what's important is that you're getting some EPA and DHA, those two important omega-3 fatty acids in your diet. I don't care where they're from as long as you're getting some. Maybe you're eating, you know, salmon salad once a week or salmon fillets a few times a month. That's better than nothing. And I think this is especially important for kids, because kids often don't like fish and they're not going out of their way to grab a tuna salad sandwich at Whole Foods, right? Like, they're not getting it at school. So having a good omega-3 for kids, I think, is really important. Again, whether it's from algae or fish or whatever it's from. Interestingly enough, my company doesn't have one. We don't make one. We don't make everything under the sun. Perhaps we will in the near future, but I think there's a lot of good companies out there making one. I'd mention their names, but I don't think I'm supposed to do that, just because, you know, they might not want to be endorsed by another company. So those are the three that I'd look at for everybody. And then I think most of us could use a good probiotic as well. With the amount of antibiotics and toxins and alcohol and just glyphosate on our food, our microbiomes get wrecked pretty often, especially if you were born, you know, and given like antibiotics every time you had an ear infection. You know, that's the way I grew up. And of course, then I have allergies by the time I'm 9. And, you know, I think that's, again, pretty relatable to a lot of people. A good probiotic can kind of help restore gut health and digestion and immune function. And I'll stop there so that I don't talk your ear off.
No, I love it. You know, it's fascinating to me. And I like when you get passionate and use all the glyphosates and all the words I don't quite understand. But I don't have to understand it to understand what's good and what's not good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, just from my experience of using good, high quality supplements, having a good probiotic was a game changer for me. That's when I finally started losing weight. I would exercise regularly. I would try to eat better, but I still couldn't like move the scale number down. When I got a good probiotic and I started digesting better, it made a huge difference in what I was able to do, because finally I found something that was not efficiently working within my own body.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously I take the omega-3s, good fish oil for heart health, and a good multivitamin, but I'll have to look at my magnesium. I don't think I got one of those. So
check it out.
So I think just from having this conversation, some key takeaways are: make sure you're reading your labels, see what's in your actual supplement, make sure it's got what you want in it, and more importantly, what you don't want in it.
Yes.
Make sure that's not in there. Always question the marketing claims from these places that say you're getting everything you want and it's the best supplement. Well, make sure that they can prove it on their labels. And then you want to focus on the quality over the quantity. Who cares if your pill is the size of a horse pill and it's loaded brim to brim, edge to edge? You want the right amount of the supplement that you're trying to ingest in the right form, in the ODI range, inside of that capsule. So I think those are the three really big points to take from this. But also, where can we find your company and your products? And is there a place online? Can we find you on social media?
Yeah, I hate to sound like a shameless marketer, but let me give the pitch. I already told you a little bit about PureThera and how we do things. The best place to find us at our website, www.purethera.com, spelled just like on my shirt, pure, T-H-E-R-A, purethera.com. You can find us on Instagram at PureThera. You can find us on Meta the same way. We're on Twitter. You know, we like to engage on there. That's primarily where we're at. You can email us at info@purethera.com if you've got questions. Our CS team is amazing. Our founders, I even read those emails from time to time. So we're pretty easy to get a hold of. We're pretty easy to find. We like to post on social every week. I would join our email list. You can do that At our website, we send out an article every week on a different health topic and talk about nutrients that can help support the body. So, yeah, I that's kind of what I can think of now. And I hope to hear from some of your listeners.
Yeah. And I'll make sure to put links all around this video when we put it on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I'll also put that generic sort of, not generic, but more of the open email info@puretherapy.com. Yeah. But again, I think this is a really important topic that we've never really covered here on the Measuring Posts. And we've had health people on, we've had mental health and financial health, but supplemental health is something that I think is really overlooked. And it's something, like I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, as I've gotten older, I've really started to realize that I do have holes and gaps in my nutrition, my ability to absorb minerals. I work in my basement, not a whole lot of vitamin D coming in the window well down here. So there's important things that I can do to optimize myself, and a good supplement plan is the way to go. And PureThera is definitely, and again, not to sound shameless either in a marketing pitch, but also as somebody that's financially working with you for full transparency, it's because I believe in your brand, not because I'm just saying things because you're paying me to say them.
Yeah, I honestly appreciate the vote of confidence.
Yeah, and I think you've earned it based off what I've watched you and your company do since I became involved with you. It's really important for me to be with brands that I support and that I actually use and consume, and PureThera is definitely checking those boxes. So with that in mind, James, I really appreciate you coming on to the Measuring Post. Again, guys, find him at www.puretherapy.com. There will be links around this episode. Highly recommend you considering investing a little more into yourself and your supplements and your well-being, and not be so worried about, you know, whether the price tag is, don't always go low end when you're considering yourself. And that's not to suggest that PureThera is overcharging on any means. They're a very reasonable and affordable company, but you know what you're going to get based off this conversation. You're going to get the stuff your body really, really needs. So James Garland, Director of Marketing, PureThera Pro RX, I appreciate your time on today's Measuring Post. If you have anything you want to leave us with, any words of wisdom to end?
You know, I'm going to say what you said earlier. Spend a few bucks on yourself. And I say that because when we're 59, 69, 79, and we finally get the news that, hey, you know, it's cardiovascular, it's colon, it's this, that, like, we're all going to get that news one day, just like our parents will, our grandparents did, our great grandparents did. It's that moment when I feel like you trade everything you have, your 16 cars, your mansion in Newport. You know, I don't have any of those things, but if I did, you bet your butt I would trade them all for more time with my daughter, for more time with my son, for more time with my wife. And I'm willing to bet that you and your listeners feel the same way, right? Like, you can amass an empire, but that you can't take it with you. And leaving it to your kids, sure, that's wonderful. But I think a lot of times your kids would rather have you be healthy and happy and not a financial burden to them, and then not having to come to your house to help you go to the bathroom twice a day. You know, like, none of us want to be in that position. And so start taking care of yourself now. You know, that's, if I could just say anything, it'd probably be that.
Wholeheartedly agree. Great advice from a great man and a great company. Looking forward to continuing our work together, spreading the good word of PureThera Pro RX, but also just ways that we can grow, build, and be the best versions of ourselves. So, James, appreciate you, sir, and look forward to catching up soon.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you having me on.
Yes, sir.